Good evening and welcome to the 7 p.m. news. In our top stories, a message of congratulations from the President of the Republic to His Excellency Philemon Nyang for his brilliant elections as President of the 79th session of the UN General Assembly has been delivered at the rostrum of the UN General Assembly by External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela. Last-minute preparations intensify in the nation's political capital ahead of the 63rd edition of the end-of-year sports season and the 2024 Football Cup of Cameroon final. Prime Minister Joseph John Gote will preside over the event on instruction from the President of the Republic. In the meantime, the South African police have opened investigations after two mass shootings killing 17, amongst them 15 women, early today. Those were our lead stories. Stay tuned for a full development in a moment. President Paul Biya has formally congratulated former Prime Minister Philemon Nyang for his brilliant election as President of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. A message of congratulations was delivered at the rostrum of the United Nations General Assembly by External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela. The minister rendered the message of President Paul Biya to the world, which also focused on climate change and the United Nations reform agenda, as you tell us, Charles Ebune.
I now give the floor to His Excellency Le Jeune Mbela Mbela, Minister of External Relations of Cameroon.
The Paul Biya 2024 United Nations General Assembly speech begins with a formal message of congratulations to his former Prime Minister, Head of Government, Philemon Nyang, for his election as President of the current United Nations General Assembly session.
Tout d'abord, je voudrais vous adresser à nouveau mes chaleureuses félicitations.
Let me once more congratulate you for your election as President of the 79th session of the United Nations. Your election to this prestigious post is a moment of pride for your country, Cameroon, Africa, and the satisfaction of the international community.
Nous, la communauté internationale.
Accompanied to New York, amongst others, by the President's diplomatic advisor, Didim Ondoa, External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela delivers Paul Biya's message to the world. Our common house, the planet, faces extreme global warming, which threatens the extinction of some nations, forests, and coastal zones in different parts of the world. One of the key points in the speech is the need to protect mankind from the brink of total destruction from the climate change scourge.
La pluie diluvienne et les inondations.
Torrential rains, floods, deadly as we have seen lately in Africa, Europe, Asia, heat waves and landslides are key features.
La pluie visible.
The president uniquely calls for the immediate correction of an injustice, Africa's absence in the permanent bench of the United Nations Security Council with veto powers. Torn greatly by wars which erode human progress, Cameroon calls on the maintenance of the dialogue channel as the best way to respect the United Nations Charter for peace to reign.
Mon pays reste convaincu.
My country remains convinced that dialogue, consensus, preventive diplomacy, confidence building are essential to guarantee peace in the world. After the United Nations speech, the next big diplomatic engagements for this portion of the Biya crew will be possibly in Western cities, including in France, for La Francophonie Summit next week.
And on to this release from the Prime Minister's office. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, will on the esteemed instructions of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, preside over the 63rd edition of the end-of-year sports season, coupled with the 2024 Cameroon Football Cup final, opposing Aigle Royal of Menua to Colombe Sportif of Jan Lobo at the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Omispo Stadium on Sunday, the 29th of September, 2024. As from 2 p.m., signed the Director of Cabinet, Balungeli Confiance Ebune. In the meantime, there is mounting effervescence in Sang Malema, hometown of Colombe Sportif of the Jan Lobo, ahead of the historic Cameroon Cup finals to pit Aigle of the Manuel this Sunday. Commercial bikes in the town have this morning staged a motorized caravan to show their unwavering support to the team and galvanize with fans ahead of the highly anticipated game tomorrow. Our reporter Clarence Azay reports from Sang Malima.
It is with great excitement that supporters of Colombe in Mvila, Ntem Valley, Ocean, and Ja and Lobo divisions await the final of the most anticipated football event of the season in Cameroon. Eric Enam, fan.
It's a big moment for all the guys of the South region. You know that it's the first time our team reached the step of the final of Cameroon.
Many are showcasing unwavering dedication as victory will seal a historic football year for the South region. David Gigwet, president, Vang Ntem Sports Association.
Our football feminist,
it will be a great thing for Colombe to win this trophy to make the South region really happy because we are the holders of the female cup, that is FC Bolova. Their dream of seeing the bird of the forest flying above the bird of the grass field to leave the coveted trophy is foiling anticipation. Mayor André Thomas Bangon, member of the mobilizing committee for the Villa. There is strong mobilization ongoing in the Villa. The Minister of State, Professor Jacques Famindongo, has called on us to assemble 1,000 supporters. Fans of Colombe in the South has reached fever pitch as Sunday approaches. Clarence Azze, reporting for CRTV News in Bolova.
Over in the West region, supporters of Aigle Royal of the Manua, led by Governor Awa Fonka Augustine, are set to storm Yaoundé for the final of the Cup of Cameroon. Our reporter Isaac Ngonkum visited Chang to capture the temperature ahead of tomorrow's clash. His report.
The ambience of the final of the Cup of Cameroon is gradually gaining steam in the Manua and West region as a whole. Supporters are optimistic victory will be theirs this time around.
We are united behind Aigle de la
Manua, anxiously waiting for the victory and trophy that has been running away from us for a long time now.
All is set for them to move over to Yaoundé for the grand finale.
We have been mobilizing ourselves to go to Yaoundé and push Aigle to victory.
Governor Awa Fonka Augustine is leading the troops.
This time around, we're not going there to accompany others. We've held, at the level of the regions, several meetings to mobilize the elite to be part of this exercise. We've gone further to get all the elite of the West region and the population to back up this club for the finals.
After close to 100 years of waiting, fans, supporters and sympathizers of Aigle Royal de la Manua will be hoping the gods of football smile on them in their third attempt to lift the trophy. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Chang.
As anticipation builds up for the upcoming Cameroon Cup final between Aigle Royal de la Manua and the Colombe of the Jan Lobo at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, football fans in Yaoundé are eager to share their predictions. Anne Omeko of CRTV Center spoke with supporters gearing up for the historic match and gathered their insights and reactions for the news in the following report.
With just few hours left for the Cameroon Cup finals to be played between Aigle Royal de la Manua and Colombe de Ja and Lobo at the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, Yaoundé heats up with supporters and fans preparing to be part of this historic encounter on Sunday. Supporters around Yaoundé predict scores.
My name is Len Alexis. About the Cameroon Cup final, I support Aigle Royal de la Manua, and I think that they can win that goal because they have all the capacity to make that. The pronostic for me is 2-0.
Colombe de Ja and Lobo, why not? I'm calling the league. Concerned about the match, I support Colombe de Ja. They will win 1-0.
There is no doubt football remains a major unifying factor in Cameroon. This historic encounter to mark the 64th edition of the Cameroon Cup Finals enter football record books as the two teams will face each other for the very first time. Anne Omeko, CRTV Center.
The under 20 Lions of Cameroon will play against the Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday in the semi-final of the ongoing UNIFAC zonal qualifiers for the 2025 under 20 AFCON. coach Ivan Kemui and his players defeated Gabon by 3-1 this afternoon at the Alphonse Masamba Debat Stadium in Brazzaville to qualify for the semi with 6 points. Nathan Douala and his team Max must beat the Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday to qualify for next year's AFCON in their category. We remain in sports, whereby a delegation from CAF is presently in Cameroon to carry out a routine inspection exercise to appreciate football playgrounds in the country. Amongst the sites already visited is the Limbe Municipal Stadium. The CAF delegation is headed by Hilarion Kanley Nkolu. Details with Kange Leon Caesar.
The Omnispor Stadium in Limbe during the last visit failed to meet the standards put in place by the Confederation of African Football for such infrastructure to host continental competitions. The same criteria evaluated on the continental scale were looked at during CAF's recent visit. Besides the standard capacity which the Omnispor Stadium has already met, the nature of the pitch was evaluated before the delegation made brief stops at the various dressing rooms for players and officials. As per the text, the accessibility of the stadium, including for disabled persons, was looked at, after which the Southwest Regional Delegate of Sports, the director of the Limbe Omnispor Stadium, and the lead official from CAF entered off-air discussions. With the stadium generator and restrooms maintained to optimal levels, the media rooms still at acceptable standards, the hope is that the recent visit will yield better results as opposed to the previous. Mr. Hilarion Carlin Kulu, after taking notes while evaluating the infrastructure, left the Limbe Omnispor Stadium in smiles, breeding hope that the 20,000-seater structure will surely be equal to CAF's test.
The CAF delegation has also visited the 20,000-capacity Kwekong Omnispor Stadium in Bafoussam and its facilities. Chivon Bonguma reports from CRTV West.
The CAF emissaries tasked with scouting stadiums in Cameroon for international matches conducted a thorough inspection of key areas like the media center, dressing rooms, and especially the playing surface at the Kwekong Omnispor Stadium in Bafoussam. With the stadium's current condition, football fans in the West region are optimistic that the stadium will soon receive CAF certification, allowing it to host the Indomitable Lions and other international fixtures during the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Max Mirabeau Kinke, the stadium coordinator, emphasized his team's dedication to maintaining this precious jewel for future events. Worth noting is the fact that the Kwekong Omnispor Stadium successfully hosted Group B matches of the Africa Cup of Nations in January 2021. Shivong Borgema, CRTV News, Kwekong.
Away from sports, the colloquium on inter-community conflicts and the promotion of living together has ended with participants and panelists recommending a better management of land and water resources and a deconstruction of slogans and jargons that demise certain communities in order to mitigate or eradicate it. The ill. The closing ceremony of the colloquium, organized by the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, was chaired by its president, Sir Peter Mafani. The overall objective was to find innovative ways of preventing, managing, and resolving inter-community conflicts. Abe Njembone.
It was a closing that revolved around making an overview of the issues discussed after 3 days of proceedings, during which 18 keynotes were presented alongside four plenaries, moments during which contentious issues were examined by panelists and participants without any taboo.
The deliberations revolved on related aspects of four sub-themes: the social history of intercommunity conflicts in Cameroon, intercommunity conflicts in Cameroon, and the promotion of living together, public authorities and intercommunity conflicts prevention, management and resolution mechanisms, and inter-community conflict in Cameroon, and the imperative of strategic monitoring.
Dr. Cornelius Chi Asafo, General Coordinator of the Colloquium, read the report of the proceedings, whose recommendations, amongst others, call for the promotion of research and teaching on the history of Cameroon with the aim of building a more harmonious nation, deconstructing the many slogans and jargons that tend to dehumanize certain communities, and effective implementation of provisions that guarantee a better management of land and water resources, not leaving out the empowerment of traditional rulers to manage inter- and intra-community conflicts. Preventive and curative recommendations, which Sir Peter Mafani Musonge, president of the commission, said will be useful in the institution's role of strengthening living together in Cameroon.
With your collaboration, we will be able to provide top hierarchy with proposed solutions that will enable us not only to better manage inter-community conflicts, but also to be in a position to prevent them and thus ensure that they are no longer an obstacle to the promotion of living together in Cameroon.
The commission was encouraged to go down to the regions to share and sensitize the population on the issues discussed in Yaoundé.
Albert Njembonde reporting. You are listening to the 7 p.m. news, and the time by us to the clock is 17 minutes after 7 p.m. Stakeholders in the telecommunications sector in Cameroon are reflecting on the significant strides made in promoting access to information as they join their counterparts worldwide this September 28 to commemorate the 2024 edition of the International Day for Universal Access to Information, pegged on the theme, Mainstreaming Access to Information and Participation in the Public Sector. The experts are reviewing the latest trends and best practices with regards to the access to information in Cameroon. But how do Cameroonians gain access to information? Our reporter Colette Jani spoke to some Yaoundé city dwellers and compiled the following report.
Access to information refers to the ability of individuals to obtain vital information through technologies like the internet and other mobile devices, as it is the case of Rand Bell, a Yaoundé resident.
I normally watch news, the TV, Equinox, Cell TV. I used to go to Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. I get some of the things there to know what is going on and what is happening.
Unlike Rand Bell, others prefer the traditional means of communication to get informed about happenings in the country and the world.
I get my information from the people around me. I'm not a fan of TV.
Despite the numerous efforts made, media activists like Mr. Peter believes the government still has a lot to do to improve the access to information for many Cameroonians.
Internet is a human right. Government's responsibility to make sure internet is available to the public. It educates the masses how to use internet. This is a situation whereby you go to schools and deploy internet broadband, and then tell them, teach them. The youth of today are so intelligent that they can easily catch up. The need is to provide all the infrastructure, and when you provide all the infrastructure, you see that it's going to help a lot.
Cameroon joins the rest of the world today to commemorate the 2024 edition of the International Day for Universal Access to Information. Stakeholders in the telecommunications sector in Cameroon are taking part in discussions on policies and guidelines in the area, while highlighting the latest trends and best practices with regards to access to information in Cameroon.
On to health. Plans are on the way to transform the Finke Health Center in Babungo Village in Gokatunju Division of the Northwest Region to a full-fledged hospital in some 15 months. This is part of a memorandum of understanding signed between the CBC and elites of Babungo, which features the construction of a surgical block, a theater, and doctors' residence in the hospital to improve healthcare facilities and services in Babungo Village and neighboring communities. Jalenta Rosa Fanui reports.
Inhabitants of Babungo Village have over the years witnessed challenges in accessing healthcare services. They move from one community to another for advanced treatment, and frequent roadblocks as a result of the ongoing social unrest makes it more complicated. the transformation of the health center in the village, the director of the CBC Health Services, Samuel Ngum, details, will reduce the mortality rate in the community.
By the provision of this healthcare, people can live in their communities and really have a healthier life.
The phone, His Majesty Nofua Zofua III, an elite of Babungo community, explained that they will contribute over 50 million francs to top up the sum to complete the project expected to bring development in the community.
We are going to raise the money up to 100 million francs CFA so that we can have good infrastructures for the CBC Health Center in Babungo. For a community to develop, we have to provide healthcare for the people. I will not only rely on the government to do that.
The project will last for 15 months, will start in October 2020. And end in January 2026. Jolenta Rose Fanui, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The sixth edition of the Mbokliya Cultural Festival of the Bassa people will run from the 22nd to the 30th of November in Puma subdivision of the Center Region. This information was disclosed by the president of the Mbokliya Association, Bombak Malet Majani, while chairing the seventh executive meeting to evaluate the state of preparedness ahead of the festival. Ghislain Kwa of CRTV Center tells us more.
The fate of the Mbokliya Cultural Festival was the focus of the executive meeting held in Yaoundé, according to the president of the Mbokliya Association, Mbombok Male Manjami. The festival is intended to foster unity and promote peaceful coexistence among the Bassa people nationwide and abroad. Professor Emmanuel Pondi is a member of the Mbokliya Executive.
It is a cultural festival which is a calling for all Bassa poverty people. So all those who feel that they have an affinity with us, as we feel we have for them as well, to come and join us to celebrate our specificities.
The main innovation of this year's festival will be the thematic days focused on councils, the diaspora, the family and traditional chiefdoms, amongst others. His Majesty Ngonje Christine, Secretary General of the Association, highlight.
The objective is to make sure that we have the families on the spot and also that they can explain who they are and how they can contribute to the development and the peaceful living within our communities.
In the meantime, the organizing committee of the event has announced the imminent presence of more than 100,000 visitors and 200 exhibition stands. Ghislain Kwa, CRTV Center.
On to foreign news. Police in South Africa are hunting for suspects after 17 persons, amongst them 15 women, were killed in two mass shootings that took place in close proximity to each other in a remote town of Eastern Cape Province. National Police spokesperson Brigadier Atlenda Mata said today that a search is on the way for the suspects. The victims are 15 women and two men. The 18th victim is in a critical condition in hospital. The shootings took place earlier today in the town of Lusikisiki in Eastern Cape Province. And with that, we call it quits in this edition of the 7 p.m. news, in which you heard that a message of congratulations from the President of the Republic to His Excellency Philemon Yang for his brilliant election as President of the 79th session of the UN General Assembly has been delivered at the rostrum of the UN General Assembly by External Relations Minister Mbila Mbila. Last-minute preparations intensify in the nation's political capital ahead of the 63rd edition of the end-of-year sports season and the 2024 Football Cup of Cameroon final. The Prime Minister, Chief Dr. Joseph John Guthe, will preside over the event on instruction from the President of the Republic. Meantime, the South African police have opened investigations after two mass shootings, killing 17, amongst them 15 women, early to I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Akbar.